From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Aceh Culture and Tourism Office is holding the Kuta Raja Coffee Festival, which will take place from February 27 to March 1, 2021 in Banda Aceh. Head of Aceh Culture and Tourism Office, Jamaluddin in Banda Aceh on Saturday said that this activity will feature two variants of coffee, namely Robusta and the best Arabica in Aceh. He explained that this activity also presented a culinary bazaar that featured a variety of Acehese food and beverage, various competition, and featured local talents to live in activities as an effort to maintain the values of Aceh's cultural and artistic treasure. The Kuta Raja Cafe Festival will be an interactive treat for the community, especially tourists, not only as entertainment but education about the development of the coffee industry in order to build enthusiasm and entrepreneurial spirit for young Acehese to become entrepreneurs in the future. He also said that even though in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak, the enthusiasm to continue advancing the Aceh tourism industry by creating a variety of interesting and thematic tourist events should not be extinguished. Youth and Sport Minister Zainuddin Amali said rowing was among the flagship branches of the grand plan towards the 2032 Olympics, which Indonesia is running for a host. Zainuddin Amali, while opening the 10th National Assembly for the Indonesian Rowing Sports Association, or PB POTSI 2021 in Jakarta on Saturday, said that Indonesia hopes that its nomination to host the 2032 Olympics can be realized and successful, both in terms of implementation and achievement. He hopes that the Indonesian Rowing Sports Association, which is one of the flagship branches of the 14 sports prepared for the 2032 Olympics, will contribute to the high hopes of the government. The Tanoto Foundation recently held its annual Tanoto Student Research Awards, a research contest for university students with the aim of boosting innovation in technology and science. Scholarship and Leadership Division Head Arianti Safitri said in the statement, "The foundation aimed to increase the number of aspiring researchers across the country through the competition. 24 teams from 6 universities across the country participated in this year's competition, namely the University of Indonesia, Bogor Agricultural University, and the Bandung Institute of Technology in West Java, Hasanuddin University in South Sulawesi, the Brawijaya University in East Java, and Diponegoro University in Central Java." Let's move on to the international news. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, woke up on Sunday morning to a second lockdown in a month as health authorities tried to rein in a coronavirus clusters of more the contagious UK variant. A seven-day lockdown, announced late Saturday by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, follows a three-day stay-at-home order in mid-February after a local emergence of the UK variant of the new coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The new case has been considered infectious for a week. The person, a 21-year-old student, visited a number of public spaces during the time. The new lockdown with level 3 restriction allows people to leave home only for essential shopping and essential work. Public venues will remain closed. Restriction in the rest of the country will be tightened to level 2, including limits on public gatherings. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak will announce £5 billion sterling or $7 billion of additional grants to help business hit hard by pandemic lockdowns in his budget statement next week. Shops, bars, clubs, hotels, restaurants, gyms, and hair salons would be among nearly 700,000 companies eligible for new direct cash grants of up £18,000. The government said the funding takes the total spent on direct grants to businesses during the crisis to £25 billion a year to the government's cost of servicing its debt. The British government has already spent more than £280 billion in coronavirus relief and tax cuts this year. And his March 3rd budget will likely include a new round of spending to prop up the economy during what he hopes will be the last phase of lockdown. President Joe Biden on Saturday said his administration will make an announcement on Saudi Arabia on Monday following a U.S. intelligence report that found Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had approved the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration has faced some criticism that the president should have been tougher on the Crown Prince, who was not sanctioned despite being blamed for approving Khashoggi's murder. Asked about punishing the Crown Prince, Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, who is also known as MBS, Biden said that there will be an announcement on Monday. Khashoggi, U.S. resident, who wrote opinion column for the Washington Post critical of MBS policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operative linked to the prince in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in October 2018. The Saudi government, which has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince, on Friday issued a statement rejecting the U.S. report's findings and repeating its previous statement that Khashoggi's killing was a heinous crime by a rogue group. Romania shipped its first donation of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to neighboring Moldova on Saturday to allow Moldova to start vaccinating frontline medical workers next week. President Maia Sandu led a delegation to receive the vaccine at Chisinau Airport as they arrived in Red Air ambulance plane from Romania. The government said this week is expected a first shipment of vaccine under the global COVAX scheme for poorer countries to arrive in Moldova by March 3rd. The Eastern European country of 3.5 million, where the West and Russia fee for influence has been rocked in recent years by instability and corruption scandals, including the disappearance of $1 billion from the banking system. Moldova's medical agencies on Friday said it had approved Russia's Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19, despite Sandu saying it could not be registered until the World Health Organization has done so. That was the news.
Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi had returned from Thailand. In a virtual statement on Wednesday, Retno said that her visit to Thailand was part of the shuttle diplomacy implemented by Indonesia.
Pelaksanaan shuttle diplomacy tentunya bukan
The shuttle diplomacy is not easy during the pandemic. Nevertheless, Indonesia must still do it, considering their principles to be enforced and the strong will to keep contributing for the regional peace, stability, and prosperity. Indonesia chose that to do nothing is not an option. In her visit to Bangkok, Thailand, Minister Retno Marsudi had a bilateral meeting with her Thailand counterpart, Don Pramut Winai. In the meeting, the two ministers discussed several bilateral issues, including the preparation for a joint commission meeting this year in conjunction with the 70th anniversary of Indonesia-Thailand diplomatic relations. The meeting was also used to discuss several situation development in Myanmar. In the meeting with the Thailand Foreign Minister, I said the Indonesian position that is still consistent, namely voicing the importance of the safety and prosperity of Myanmar people, restoring the inclusive democracy transition, and the importance to respect the principles in the ASEAN Charter. In Thailand, Retno Marsudi also met with the foreign ministers appointed by Myanmar military, Ubuna Maung Win. In the meeting, Indonesia expressed the concern towards the development in Myanmar. Indonesia's concern towards the situation development in Myanmar, as well as the safety and the well-being of the people that should be number one priority. Therefore, Indonesia asked all stakeholders to refrain themselves and avoid using violence to avoid any casualties. Indonesia is also emphasizing the importance of inclusive democratic transition process. Therefore, a conducive moment is necessary, such as a dialogue of trust-building reconciliation. Besides that, I also want to say that Indonesia will always be with the people of Myanmar. In the meeting with Uwuna, Minister Retno Marsudi also said that communication with all sides in Myanmar must still be done. It is so the message of Indonesia can be conveyed and can contribute so that the situation will not worsen and the solution will be done.
Today in history will begin on February 28, 1922. Egypt gains independence from Britain. Egypt is a land that has an ancient civilization that is more than 8,000 years old. From the 16th century until the early 20th century, Egypt was controlled by foreign powers ranging from the Ottoman Empire, French, to the British Empire. On February 28, 1922, Egypt gained independence but remained under a British protectorate. In 1953, the Egyptian's government system was changed from a kingdom to a republic. Let's move on to February 28, 1972, when the Shanghai Communique signed. The Shanghai Communique is an important diplomatic document issued by the United States and the People's Republic of China on February 28, 1972, during President Richard Nixon's visit to China. The document states that it is in the nation's interest that the United States and China work towards normalizing their relationship. However, this did not happen until the joint communique of establishing diplomatic relations 7 years later. I learned today in history on February 28, 1997, when the earthquake in Iran occurred. On February 28, 1997, Ardabil, a historic city in the northern Iran, shook violently. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.1 happened near Ardabil, which occurred at 12:57 UTC and lasted 15 seconds. Initial reports put 1,100 people dead, 2,600 injured, and 36,000 homeless. Another report said 12,000 houses were damaged or destroyed and 160,000 livestock died in Ardabil. Severe damage occurred to roads, power lines, communication, and water distribution system around Ardabil. Hospitals and other medical buildings were filled with earthquake-affected patients. More than 83 villages were affected by the earthquake with varying degrees of damage. After the earthquake, snow fell, which made the heap up to 46 centimeters. This condition hampered efforts to rescue victims affected by the earthquake in the old city of Ardabil. That was Today in History.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, thank you very much for your praying on our country and also your response on our broadcast. Keep listening and we are looking forward to receiving your next email as well as your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Take it or leave it, 'cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government conducted the first phase of COVID-19 vaccination for athletes and officials from various sports on Friday, February 26 at Istora Senayan, Jakarta. the vaccination of the athletes, coaches, and supporting staff were inspected directly by the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, and accompanied by the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, some other ministers and high-ranking officials. On this occasion, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said that currently the government is working to accelerate the national vaccination program so that people's immunity can be formed immediately. According to him, vaccination have been carried out by the president, health workers, military and police, and public servants. Meanwhile, the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, revealed that the first stage of the COVID-19 vaccination is aimed at around 820 people consisting of athletes, coaches, and support staff who are scheduled to take part in various single and multi-event activities this year, including football players who will compete in the pre-season tournament, the Menpora Cup 2021. The Minister of Youth and Sport is targeting to be able to vaccine 5,000 to 7,000 people for COVID-19, including athletes, coaches, and support staff who participate in the Papua National Sports Weeks or PON. However, this first stage will only be carried out for 820 people, while the remaining participants who have not been vaccinated will continue at the Cibubur National Sports Hospital, the place for the national training team for sports or their respective regions. The next stage for athletes and support staff to be vaccinated is planned to reach them until they join the Papua National Sports Week. The Minister of Youth and Sport said that technically, his side would coordinate with the Ministry of Health at the central level. Later, the sports branch administrator would send them to the provincial and city health services because athletes have data in their respective sports. Meanwhile, Secretary of the Ministry of Youth and Sports Gatot S. Dewabroto said that the first phase of vaccination on February 26 would only be the first kicked off of vaccine. The Ministry of Youth and Sport had previously proposed 1,500 names, including athletes, coaches, and officials from 17 sports and the National Paralympic Committee, or NPC, to receive priority for COVID-19 vaccination from the government. That was My Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, H.M. Tarek in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Tarek. Thank you for sending your family's photographs. I really appreciate it. Please keep listening to our broadcast and don't forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Tak berubah, tak berubah, tak berubah kini. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Radio Pacific Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Pendap Orba Batu is one of the specialties of Bengkulu province. This pendap, or commonly called pais ikan or fish, apart from reaching other areas in Indonesia such as Jakarta and Palembang, has also begun to be known by tourists from foreign countries. This typical food from Bengkulu was also the favorite food of Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, when he was exiled in Bengkulu City from 1938 to 1942. Pendap has also been proposed as an intangible cultural heritage by Bengkulu province. Pendap is made from mackerel and processed with special spices along with grated coconut and cooked in a package of taro leaves and banana leaves. The special seasoning here consists of garlic, shallot, coriander, chilies, galangal, ginger, pepper, kencur, salt, and flavoring. The spices are then mashed and mixed with grated young coconut, then spread evenly on the fish. Then the fish is wrapped in taro leaves and the outside is wrapped again in banana leaves. After that, tied with fragrant pandan leaves. The wrapped fish is then boiled for 8 hours until cooked. Usually this cooking process is still done on a large firewood stove so that the taste remains the same as in the past. It is said this is what makes the spices soak into the fish and taro leaves that wrap the fish. The savory and spicy flavored pendap is perfect for eating with hot rice. Apart from eating with family, pendap is also often served as a traditional ceremony. At the pendap shop in Bengkulu, pendap is sold for 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah. Apart from enjoying it while in Bengkulu, tourists visiting the region can also bring home some pendap, which is believed to be rich in nutrition, as souvenirs. For your information, this culinary delight can last several days. So, when you're visiting Bengkulu, don't miss pendap. one of the region's specialties. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Now we will reply another email from our listener, Ratan Kumar Paul in India. Hello, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul. Thank you for the reception report. I really appreciate it. Keep listening and stay safe. As our appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
10 November, Institute of Technology or ITS Surabaya East Java won 13 medals at the 2021 Asian Innovation Science and Entrepreneur Fair AISEEF 2021, followed by around 450 teams from 19 countries. The 13 medals consist of 8 gold, 2 silvers, and 3 bronze medals from 4 categories, which are the main qualification in AISEEF 2021, namely Innovative Science, Environmental Science, Entrepreneur, and Social Science. Were won by team of coated carbon rod, environment and human safety surveillance, sex education game or SECA, dye sensitized smartphone waste environmental solar panel or D-Etalon, augmented reality history education card game or Arcadia, filtration bottle for groundwater or Filbo, e-karamba, and the sustainable storage fish for fishermen or Stantafish. Meanwhile, the silver medals were brought home by the utilization of sago extract, shrimp shell waste, guava seed leaf, and the Global Millennial Group teams. As for the bronze medals, were contributed by the utilization of thorium small molten salt reactor, Karuna, and Evolution teams. ITS Actuarial Department, as well as one of the AISEEF 2021 jury boards, Dr. Suhar Jupri, through a press release, said that ITS achievement in AISEEF 2021 is an exciting news. According to him, ITS always constantly contributes many medals, especially gold medals every year. He feels proud of the achievement made by the ITS. Even though they are in a pandemic period, ITS students are creative and innovative. Likewise, the support that is no less important from the supervisor. AISEEF 2021 event itself was held in collaboration with the Indonesian Young Scientists Association IYSA, with the IPB's Food Technology Department, Undip Nutrition's Department, Dianus Wantoro University Udinus, the Indonesian International Institute for Life Sciences I3L, the Indonesian Educator Achievement Foundation, and the Indonesian Adiwiyata Activist Association Malang Raya. AISEEF 2021 was followed by 450 teams from 19 countries, including Malaysia, the United States, South Korea, Singapore, Sudan, Hong Kong, and the Philippines. Listener, that was Miscellany.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, now I'll present you a song by Anmesh Kamaleng. The singer who has won a singing competition on national private television is increasingly known through his hit single entitled Cinta Luar Biasa. On Friday, February 26, 2021, he released his newest single Tiba Tiba on various streaming platforms. This new song has the meaning of someone who suddenly thinks of his former lover and the memories they have experienced. In the process of producing this song, Anmesh is assisted by Irwan Opung Simanjuntak, who is the mastermind behind the late Glenn Fredly's legendary songs. Now, let's listen to Anmesh Kamaleng with the song Tiba Tiba.
Tiba-tiba ku teringat dirinya dan semua cerita-cerita indah tentangku dan dia. Tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada. Setelah sekian lama kita berpisah, atau mungkin memang masih ada rasa. Semoga dia rasakan yang sama. Tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Oh, rasa ini tiba-tiba ada. Setelah sekian lama kita berpisah, atau mungkin memang masih semoga dia rasakan yang sama. Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada setelah kita. Atau mungkin ada rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
coba sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you man.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.